Living in lockdown has led many people to undertake some self-improvement. Alongside baking or cramped fitness regimes, some have chosen intellectual projects, such as picking up or mastering a foreign language. This interactive skill might not seem to be one that is best honed alone, but learning a language in isolation is much easier than it used to be. One summer many years ago, as he spent many hours driving alone to work, your columnist learned French with the help of an ancient course developed to train American diplomats. Not only were its text basic and cassettes low-tech, it was also low-concept. Exercises seemed to have much more repetition than was necessary. Mon frère va bien. Mon père va bien. Mon fille va bien. Mon ami va bien, murmured the tape, with pauses for repetition. My brother is doing well. My father is doing well. There was method in this drudgery. The skeleton of the sentence was drummed in, with just one word changing. Mon ex va bien. Next, another variable was altered. A new list of six sentences cited feminine nouns instead. Ma Z va bien. With little instruction, the variation between feminine and masculine was pounded home. It was slow, not much fun, and incredibly effective. Many of these old courses are now free online at www.fsi-language-courses.net. That primitive method has since been replaced by WYSI programs promising easier progress. In the end, though, language is a skill more than a body of knowledge, acquired not so much by learning as by doing. Put another way, learning a language with an app is a bit like getting fit with one. The device can guide you, but you still have to work. Duolingo, a popular freemium app, has bite-sized lessons and gamified exercises. Babbel, an inexpensive subscription service, offers more structured lessons and useful real-world material. Busuu, another subscription, focuses on networking with other users. The best thing such apps can do is get you away from your screen and talking. Learn a bit, then try to escape family or roommates and articulate your thoughts about your day and your life. J'aime le beurre. J'aime le pain. J'aime mon mari. Je n'aime pas le lockdown. It is better to repeat a formula to death than to move on too soon.